The opening pasuk in Parshas told us is very puzzling. Why it says the same thing twice? Ela told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham halidus Yitzchak. The Ramban has an interesting comment. He says the pasuk is trying to tell us that only Yitzchak was considered Zer Avraham, and Yishmael was not. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu. Only Yitzchak and not Yishmael. Yishmael was not considered the Zera Avraham. Tosfos in Yevamos points out, in the second parak in Yevamos, that the word Bein and the word Zera don't have the same meaning. The word Bein means a biological child, whether he's a tzaddik or not, whether he follows in the footsteps of the father. And the word Zera, and the word Bein only refers to a child, doesn't necessarily refer to a Bnei Banim. Bnei Banim are not included in the term Bein unless you have a Beferish Eriboy from a Pasuk to be Marbe. As opposed to the term Zera, Zera only applies, Zera is like you plant a seed from an apple, so an apple tree is going to grow. If you plant a seed from an orange tree is going to grow. So Zera only applies if it's a Zera Kosher, not if it's a Zera Pasul. Unless you have a pasuk that says otherwise, Zera means the children, the grandchildren who go in the footsteps of the ancestors. And Zera will naturally include Bnei Banim. You won't need a ribui to prove that Bnei Banim are included in Zera. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, ki bi Yitzchak yikor lecho Zera. True, Yishmael is the Bein, he's the biological son, but only Yitzchak is going to be the Zera in the sense the Zera carries on in the same way, Zera Kosher as opposed to Zera Pasul. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, be Yitzchak. The Gemara says, be Yitzchak. Lo kol Yitzchak. Yitzchak had twin children. He had Yankov and Esav. Yishmael and Yitzchak were from two different wives. Yishmael was born from Hagar, who was only a Shivcha. She was a Pilegesh. And Sarah was the wife of Avraham Avinu. So that's understandable that Yitzchak was the Zer Avraham as opposed to Yishmael. But then Yitzchak had twins from the same wife, from Rivka. So nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ki bi Yitzchak lo kol Yitzchak, that the Haftocha, that mitos shleima, all the children are Jewish, only began from Yankov Avinu on. And before the days of Yankov Avinu, the Inyan Ho'eliki, we don't say Kedushas Yisrael, this Sefer HaKuzari coins a term, Inyan Ho'eliki, that Adam Arishan had some Inyan Ho'eliki, and he had a few children, and he only transmitted that Inyan Ho'eliki to Sheis. Adam Sheis Enish Kenan Mahalalel, the way it's described in the beginning of Divrei Hayomim. So this Inyan Ho'eliki was only transmitted to one of the children, wasn't transmitted to all of the children. So then when Avraham Avinu was chosen, he was given the beginning of Kedushas Yisrael, he was given the mitzvah Milo over and above the Sheva mitzvahs ben enoch. So this Inyan Eliki meant a little more, meant like a partial Kedushas Yisrael. So again, that was only to one of the children, only to Yitzchak. Then Yitzchak only transmitted it to Yaakov. And then from the days of Yankov on, he was told that it's going to be mitos v'shleima. All of his children will be Jewish, provided they're born from a Jewish mother. If a Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman, so the children will not be Jewish. So that's what the Ramban points out, the opening post, Ela told Yitzchak and Avram. Avram heard it as Yitzchak, that only Yitzchak is considered the Zer Avram. That this was the Haftoche, this was the Nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Avram Avinu earlier. Very strange, why does Yitzchak wait till the age of 40 to get married? You shouldn't do that. Don't wait till you're 40 years old. It's ridiculous. So why does Yitzchak wait so long? I don't know. I find it very strange. Rashi says later that Esav waited till he was 40 to get married. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash. He said it was all shtick. He's following in the footsteps of his father. His father waited till the age of 40. He's going to wait till the age of 40. What was he doing before the age of 40? He was running around with all the shiksas, with all the girls over there. That's not what his father did. So why did Taka Yitzchak Avinu wait till the age of 40? Rav Soloveitchik said, I don't know, it was based on a Zohar. I don't know what it's based on. I'm not familiar. He said because Yitzchak was a korban, so he wasn't permitted to get married. A korban is a kodesh. He wasn't allowed to get married until after the Akedah. After the Akedah, then Avraham Avinu was makriv the ayel acher tachas beno, so then Yitzchak was off the hook. So why did he wait 3 years? According to the tradition of the Medrash, Yitzchak was 37 at the time of the Akedah, and then he gets married at the age of 40. So the Targum Yonis and Ben Izil says he went to learn in the Kotel for 3 years. Get a good shidduch, got to go learn in the Kotel. He learned in the yeshiva Shem V'Yever. That was the yeshiva that they had there. Apparently there were two different yeshivas. The Pasuk says that Yitzchak had the twins, Yankov and Esav, and Yankov was Yoshev Ohalim. So why the plural? What does it mean, Yoshev Ohalim? So Rashi says, from the Medrash, Ohalo Shal Shem V'Ohalo Shal Eva. Apparently each one had his own yeshiva. It wasn't one big yeshiva. I don't know, this yeshiva, is it one yeshiva, two yeshivas? I don't know. Each Rebbe has totally different derech halimut. Everybody learned by Rav Soloveitchik, and everybody swears that they have the absolute truth to the derech halimut of Rav Soloveitchik. And everyone is totally different. Maybe it's taka true. Rav Soloveitchik had so many, he was so multifaceted. So each person picked up one little aspect from him. But that's apparently what it says in the Medrash. There were two different Ohalim. There was Yeshiva Hashem and Yeshiva Aveva. And he learned in both yeshivas. So that's what the Targum Yonasan says. After the Akedah, he spent 3 years learning in the yeshivas, and then it was time to get married. Why did it take Rivka so long? She was Akora. It took us so long. The Gemara says that the Imohas were all Akoras. So the Gemara Yavama says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misaba L'Tvilosim Shel Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has desires. We don't know what that means. People have desires for all kinds of things. Human beings have human desires. So the Medrash has such a, the Gemara and Yavama has such an expression. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a desire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misaba, he has a taiva. What kind of a taiva does he have? L'tvilosam shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes causes the tzadikim to be in difficult situations, so they should have to be mispalel, because he appreciates their tefillos. That's how it says in the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misabe l'tvilosam shel tzadikim. In the Sefer Miyam Loyes, he has all kinds of suggestions. He has a suggestion over here that when Eliezer was sent to get the shidduch for Yitzchok, and Rivka was about to leave, so the family gave her a bracha, achaseinu atayili alfei revavo. So, min hashamayim, they didn't want anybody to think that the reason why she had these children was because of the blessing that her family gave her. So that's why she had to wait 20 years until she had any babies. What do they need 20 years for? I don't know. That's how the Miyam Loyes suggests. No one should think that the bracha was chal. The reason why she had children was because of the tefillos that she and her husband were mispalel. But Yosa lo Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillos of Yitzchok more so than the tefillos of Rivka, but it wasn't at all because of the blessing that she was given. We recite that blessing. We say the brach, Achaseinu Atayili Alfei Revavo. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the meaning is when the chassan goes to the Badekin, the Rabbonim are supposed to give a bracha. Mention that pasuk, the similar psukim, that the kala should have a lot of children. The couple should be blessed with a lot of children. But the original bracha was not fulfilled. The bracha that the Rishoyim gave, Achaseinu Atayili Alfei Revavo, that bracha was not fulfilled. And they had to wait 20 years. No one should think that's why. Then the pasuk says that Rivka was pregnant with these twins, Vayisrotzitzu Habonim Bikirbo. That Yankov wanted to jump out. He wanted to learn, and whenever they passed by, Rashi quotes Medrash, whenever they passed by a Beis HaMedrash, he wanted to jump out and learn in the Beis HaMedrash. And the yeshivas, they say, the vort, what do you want to jump out and learn the Beis HaMedrash? The Malach is teaching, it has the best Rebbe in the world. So the answer is, if you have a chavrusa like Esav, so that's the worst thing. It's more important to have a good chavrusa with a weaker Rebbe than to have the best Rebbe in the world and to have an awful chavrusa. That's how they say in the yeshivas. But usually it's not assumed that that's Shabbat. Yisroel Tzah Banim Bekirbo is usually assumed that it's not that he didn't like his chavrusa was no good, that this is built into the Teva Ho'elam that Halacha Bi'adu She'esav Soinu Li'ankiv. That the Medrash is telling us by Yisrotz Tzah Banim Bekirbo that people think that anti-Semitism And every generation they publish sociological essays to explain the background for anti-Semitism. So over all the centuries, all the explanations that they give contradict each other. Sometimes they give this hasbah, they give another hasbah. Everything contradicts everything else. All the terutzim don't make any sense. The answer is before they were born, when they were berechem imam, they didn't get along. Halacha bi'adua, that's the way it has to be. Esav zanali, why is that so? The pashtus is because people have a natural aversion to someone who's different. A white person sees a black person, so right away he stays away. A Galatiana sees a Ungarische, so right away they stay away. There's something different over here. And a Jew and a non-Jew is totally different. That's what we saw in Parshas Chayisora. The offer of Avraham Avinu, B'mibcha k'vareinu k'vareis neisecho, will give you the most bekovedik burial spot. He says, no, that the Jews live a totally different style of life. They live differently, they die differently, they bury differently. Everything is different from A to Z. Everything is totally different. So totally different. So that's why they don't get along. Halacha biyodua she'esav sani liyankiv. The anti-Semitism is based on a mistake. The Nachrim think that we're so different that we have nothing in common. We have a double program. But they teach the same apikursus in this college like they teach in any other college. They teach the same sciences and physics. Everything is exactly the same. Except in the morning we have a double program. We're working... The Jews are working much more than the Ummah Salam are working on solving all the world's problems and economics and physics and chemistry and everything and medicine. The Jews are working on everything. The Jews get more Nobel Awards. They don't give Nobel Awards for learning Gemara. They give Nobel Awards for working to help out the world. The Jews get a much higher percentage of Nobel Awards than they are the percentage of the population. The Jews are working on the same thing as the Ummah Sa'olam are working on, except that in addition to that, we also have Torah mitzvahs. So the Ummah Sa'olam make a mistake. They think that we are so different, everything is so different, so they have a natural aversion to the Jews. Everything that they have, we share in common. All the good things that they have, we share in common with them. In addition to that, we have the double program. So that part is a mistake. The Ummah Sa'olam think that we don't share anything in common with them. Vatelech Lidrush as Hashem, where did she go? So the Rashi says she asked the Navi. She asked the Navi, and the Navi didn't live in her city, so she went to the other city to ask the Navi. Lo yamar Hashem lo, and the Navi told her, Rav Yavod Sa'ir, that the younger child is going to be more important than the older child. Later on, apparently she never told this Nevuah to her husband. Like when Avraham Avinu was told in Nevuah that his wife is going to have, Sarah is going to have a baby, he never told the Nevuah to his wife. The Pasuk says so many times in Chumash, Eidabar Hashem Moshe Lema. So the Gemara says Lema means Lema Li Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu should tell it over to Bnei Yisrael. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have told him to say it over to Bnei Yisrael, it would have been prohibited to say it over. If you get a Nevuah and you're not told to deliver that Nevuah, so it's supposed to be understood that it's private. So here also, this is a private Nevuah. So later on when they're negotiating about Yitzchak and Rivka, had a machlokes about to whom should he give the brachas, Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav, Rivka wanted to give the brachas to Yaakov. So why doesn't she tell her husband, I was told in Nevuah, Rav Yavod Sa'ir, the Baruch Shalom told me. So apparently she felt that it's improper for her to tell her husband in Nevuah. It was a Nevuah that was given to her privately. She's not supposed to tell it over. So she had to negotiate to try to see to it in her way. She understood better than her husband. The Gemara says that Vayibin Hashem Elokim Esatzela, it says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed Chava, the verb that's used is Vayibin. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Vayibin Meloshin Binyan. So the Gemara has another level of interpretation, Meloshin Bina. The Bina Yisera Nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leisha, the women have a better way of judging character than men. Women have a different intuition. They have a different way of judging. Their skills and their studying different courses in universities are different. We know that they're different. The men are better in certain sciences and the women are better in others. because it's a different style. It's Bini Yisera. The Gemara has a din based on the Bini Yisera also, that the women become gedolos at the age of 12 as opposed to the age of 13. The Gemara says a nida that based on this Bini Yisera. So here also, somehow Rivka understood better than Yitzchak to whom to give the brachas, but she didn't tell Yitzchak that she had this nevuah of Rav Yavod Tzoyer. Apparently she felt that that's supposed to be held private. The Ramban does not learn that. But Terech Lidrush has Hashem, Rashi says, for the matter she went to ask the Novi. I mean, she was told, Vayam Hashem Lo, she was told the nevuah. What's Batelech? Where did she go? The Novi didn't live in her town. The Ramban says, Batelech is a melitza, and it means Lidrush has Hashem, she davened. She davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like on the pasuk l'shich nesidrushu uvas hashama, so the Nitziv interprets the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Tfila what the din deraisa is in Tfila. Min haTorah, one is obligated to daven once a day, every day, and in nusach you want, and then in the Rabbanan you have to daven three times a day in a specific nusach. He tells you what used to be the din deraisa and what they changed. So part of the din deraisa, the Rambam writes, was that you have to daven nochach hamikdash. You have to face the Beis HaMikdash. That's a din deraisa. Where do you see that in the Chumash? So that's the Nitziv claims that that's in the pasuk l'shich nesidrushu. The word lidrush means to daven. L'shich nesidrushu, you should face the Beis HaMikdash when you daven. So that's the Ramban on this pasuk says, v'telach lidrush as Hashem. He didn't go to a different city. She went to her makam kavua l'tvila. She went to daven. And in her prayer, she was answered, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her, so it wasn't, she herself was a Neviyah. Not she heard from someone else who was a Novi, she went to a different city. That's how the Ramban reads it. Then the Pasuk says, she had the twins, and they were a little different. Vayigdulu hanorim, when it became Bar Mitzvah, then it was very noticeable. Rashi quotes from the famous Medrash, very noticeable. When they're ketanim and they go to cheder, they go to yeshiva ketanis, everything, everybody looks the same. They have a uniform in the school, everybody has to dress the same, everybody does the same homework, everything is the same. When they reach bar mitzvah, then they start going in two different paths. That's the medrash that Rashi quotes. The medrash ends off that when the children become bar mitzvah, that's when the father should say the bracha, brach shepterani meyonshu shelzeh. This is where the famous medrash is on this pasuk. The Vilna Gaon had the practice not to say any brachas that don't appear in the Gemara, but the Gemara is not a siddur. There were a lot of brachas bismana Gemara that are not printed in the Gemara. So if the Bereishis Rabbah, the Bereishis Rabbah is very old, if the Bereishis Rabbah has this bracha over here, so the Vilna Gaon felt that you should say b'shem malchus. Many people don't say the bracha b'shem malchus when the child becomes bar mitzvah because it's not a bracha that's mentioned in the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon holds, but if it had existed in the days of the Gemara, the Amoraim used to say that bracha. So that's a bracha from the Zman HaGemara. Just because it doesn't appear in the Gemara, it's Nishken Taina. The Gemara is not a Siddur and it's not a Luach that it has to tell you every single bracha that you have to say. The Pasuk says, V'ayehav Yitzchak eseisov kitzayid b'fiv. Rashi has the famous comment, kitzayid b'fiv, that Esau was a faker, he was fooling the father, b'fiv. He would ask the father, ketzen ma'asrin es ha-teven, v'ketzen ma'asrin es ha-melach. What epis on the ma'asrin? So the Rambam in Hilchas, the end of Hilchas Melachim, gives you the whole history of the development of the Taryag mitzvahs. So he says, originally, there were six mitzvahs that were given to Adam Arishon. Because Eva Menachai wasn't given yet, because he had to be a vegetarian. He wasn't given a heter to eat meat. After the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave permission to eat meat to Noach, ki yera kesev nesati lachem es kol, just like you, until now you were allowed to eat vegetables, so from now on after the Mabul, you're permitted to eat meat. But at that time, Noach was given the prohibition of Eva Menachai. So that's why we refer to it as the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. You can't call it the Sheva Mitzvahs of Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was only given six. So originally there were Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And this is the way the Rama said, this is the way the world was going on until the days of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was given one additional mitzvah, namely mitzvah Mila. Yitzchak was given the mitzvah of Hafroshas Maisris, not that he was obligated to be Mafresh Maisris, he was given the ability to be Mafresh Maisris. I'm going to take 10 Gemaras, I'll be Mafresh Maisris. It won't be chal. So Yitzchak was given the ability. He has to be tevel. So it says in today's Sedra at the end of Sheni, Vayizor Yitzchak Boretz Ahi in Eretz Geror, in Hebel Aza. He planted there, but it wasn't fully Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't Eretz Yisrael that was given to Avraham Avinu. We'll soon talk about that. Vayimtzo Bashana Ahi, it was a difficult year. It was Vayiro Boretz. It was the Shnas Rovim. So it wasn't the good Eretz, and it wasn't the good Shana. Vayimtzo Bashana Ahi, Meir Sharim. He found 100 times more than he expected. By Baruchei Hashem, he was given a bracha. What do you mean? He found 100 times more, Me'er Sharim, 100 times more than what he expected. Why was he making a calculation of, why was he counting his eggs before they hatched? Why was he counting the chicks before they hatched? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, he made an omid l'maisus. He was trying to figure out how much he will probably have to be mafresh from maisus. So you see from the Medrash that Yitzchak was given the ability to be mafresh maisus. He wasn't itztaved to be mafresh maisus. He was given the ability. If you're not given the ability, it's just not chal. And then Yankov was given the additional mitzvah of Gidonosh. Each one of the Ovis, the Rambam quotes a Medrash Bereishis Rabbi, each one of the Ovis was given an additional mitzvah. We said over from Rav Soloveitchik that he thought, what's the beer in that Medrash that the Rambam quotes? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Avram and a bris with Yitzchak and a bris with Yankov, and the Pashto says that each bris meant each one of the others had a little deeper Kedushas Yisrael. Avram Avinu had a partial Kedushas Yisrael, and Yitzchak had even more, and Yankov had even more, and the Kedushas Yisrael based on Chiyuv Mitzvahs, Kedushana B'mitzvahs of Itzivonu. So that's what the Medrash wants to bring out, that Avram was given Chiyuv to observe one mitzvah over and above the Sheva Mitzvahs v'Nenech, and Yitzchak was given the ability, the opportunity to be Mafresh Maisus, and Yankov was in the Stave on Gidon Noshe. So Yitzchak was given this special mitzvah of Hafroshes Maisus. So the Raivad. Right, the Mishnah in Per Gidon Noshe presents a Machlokes Hatanoim, whether the mitzvah of Gidon Noshe was given Kodem Matan Torah Lacha Matan Torah. So Tosfos learns the Mishnah Kipshuto. And the way we pasken La Halacha means that the mitzvah of Gidon Noshe was not given to Yankov, just it's written in Chumash Bereishis. We should know what the background is. And the Rambam does not understand like that. The Rambam, based on this Medrash Rabbah, understands that all the Tanoim agree that the mitzvah of Gidon Noshe was given to Yankov Avinu. And the Machlokes Hatanoim in the Mishnah Per Gidon Noshe is, why do we today have the obligation to observe this din of Gidon Noshe? Is it because the mitzvah was given to Yaakov Avinu, and since then everyone is obligated to observe that mitzvah? Just like we might assume mitzvah smila was given to Avraham Avinu, and everyone today is obligated to observe the mitzvah smila because of the fact that it was given to Avraham Avinu. Or should we assume otherwise? And that's how the Rambam says we paskin la'alocha. The bris milah was given to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a Novi, but he wasn't the Adon HaNevi'im. The mitzvahs that are binding l'dairus are only those mitzvahs that are given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the concluding pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, and the concluding pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar has practically identical lashon. It says, Eila ha-mitzvahs, ha-chukim, ha-shvatim, ha-shatzib, ha-shem, es-moshe. Eila ha-mitzvahs, mikan shein ovre, shalachadish dove, miyata. No, a Novi, other than Moshe Rabbeinu, can command mitzvahs l'doros. So Avraham Avinu was given milah, it was only Ha'iru HaShoah. It had to be repeated by Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai that it should be binding l'doros. That's how the Rambam writes. He has a long essay in the Pirush HaMishnayis on Perek Gidon Noshe. And Gidon Noshe was given to Yaakov Avinu, they went itztaved, but it wasn't binding l'doros. That's exactly the definition, that's a difference in definition between a Navi, Nevuah, and Torah. Nevuah means Ha'iru HaShoah. And Torah means, mitzvahs mean miyadu l'doros. It's binding throughout all the future generations. So the only one who was given Torah and mitzvahs was Moshe Rabbeinu. Avram and Yitzchak and Yankov were only Nevi'im. They were not Moshe Rabbeinu. So they were only given Ha'iru HaShoah. So the Rambam learns, based on this Medrash, the Rambam learns that the Machlokes Hatanoim in the Mishnah Gidon Noshe is not whether Gidon Noshe was given to Yankov or was only given a Har Sinai. It certainly was given to Yankov Avinu. The question is, why do we today have the obligation to still continue to observe the prohibition of Gidon Noshe? Is that because it was given to Yaakov Avinu, or no? And the Rambam says the answer is no, it's because it was repeated by Moshe Rabbeinu. The tzibui that was given to Yaakov Avinu would have only been a Ha'iru HaShoah. wouldn't have been a din l'dayrus. So the Rabbi asks on the Rambam, the Rambam is just quoting a medrash. The Rambam is innocent. He didn't make up anything. The Rambam says Yitzchok was the first one. Yitzchok hifrish maisres. So the Rabbi is masik on the Rambam. How can you say that Yitzchok was the first one hifrish maisres? It says that after the war with the four kings, with the five kings, then Avraham Avinu was successful in beating out the four kings. So it says Malki Tzedek Melech Shalom Hotzi Lech Mayoyin. Avraham Avinu gives Meiser to Malki Tzedek Melech Shom. So you see that Meiser existed already in the days of Avraham Avinu. So what does the Rambam say that, what does the Medrash say? It's a kasha in the Medrash. What does the Medrash say that Yitzchak was the first one who hifrished Meiseris? So the on the side of the Rambam, I forgot who it is, either the Radvaz or the Kesef Mishnah, someone writes on the side of the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim. These are two different Meiseris. That was Meiser Ksofim. Vayitana Meiser Mikol. Avraham Avinu just came into big wealth now. When the four kings beat out the five kings, so they acquired ownership of all of the property of all the five cities. Then Avraham Avinu beats out the four kings, so he now acquires property of all of the nine cities, and now just became a multimillionaire. So the din is, when you win a sweepstakes ticket, when you win a fortune of money, you got to give Meiser Ksofim. Then after he gave Meiser Ksofim, he said he's going to give everything else back. He's not interested in keeping everything. So what Avraham Avinu gave was Meiser Ksofim. That's tzedakah. That's a mitzvah of tzedakah. Yitzchak hifrish, and the mitzvah of tzedakah is not only on gidulei karka. Mitzvah of tzedakah is on everything. If a person is in business and he makes money in the course of the year, makes a parnasa, if he can afford it, he's obligated to give Meiser Ksofim. And you can give more than Meiser Ksofim. It's not an aver to give more. L'chatchila, one should give chomesh. Hamavazu zal yivazu yes mechomesh. The Rambam quotes it in three different places. The Rambam sometimes says lechatchila should give chomesh, sometimes he says that's the maximum you can give, and then in a third place he writes he negotiates with that chomesh. The Chavetz Chaim has in his Sefer Avos Chesed a whole discussion of what did the Rambam say, how did he put together all the Rambam. So usually when you mafresh maestris, the Gemara says hamar ben maestris maestris of mikol kolim. If a person on purpose gives more than one tenth for Meiser Rishon to give to the Levium. So the Gemara says he ruins the Meiser. The Levi to whom he gives it is not allowed to eat the Meiser, because Tevel or Meiser Muravim Zebizet Meiser is only Chal on one tenth. If you give on purpose more than one tenth, so whatever is extra will still be Tevel. It won't be Chulam Mesukonim, and it won't be Meiser. Meiser is only Chal on one tenth. Masheni Kein Meiser Ksofim. If you give more than Meiser Ksofim, and Tevel Ola Brocha, that's Givaldik. So that's what the Nisei Kelim and the Rambam say, the Pshat and the Medrash is. Avraham Avinu Hifrish Maisa, yeah, that's a different Maisa. Eitan the Maisa Mikol, that was Maisa Ksofim, that's a donation to Tzedakah. And here, Yitzchok made a Cheshbon for Maisa, means real Hafroshes Maisa from Gidulei Karka. So Hafroshes Maisa was the new, unique mitzvah that was given to Yitzchok Avinu that didn't exist before. So that's what the Loshen of the Medrash that Rashi quotes. Esav was tzayid b'fiv, he was a faker, he was fooling his father. He asked his father, ketzad mafrishin maisa min ha-tevin min ha-melech. What do you mean ketzad mafrishin? He should have said, ha-yim mafrishin. We're not mafrish. Tevin is Michael Behema, it's not chayv and maisris. And melech is not gedulei karka at all, so there's nothing to discuss. So what do you mean, what is he asking, ketzad mafrishin maisis min ha-tevin min ha-melech? He should have said, yim mafrishin. So the answer is no, of course you give Maisa, but he was asking, should I give Maisa Ksofim? If I made a lot of money on Melech and Tevin, do I give Maisa Ksofim, which it's Tzedakah? Or should I be Mafrish Maisa's real Maisa? Which Maisa should I be Mafrish? My grandfather's Maisa from Avraham Avinu, Maisa Ksofim? Or should it be Maisa Peiris? So that's what the father told him. No, the melech is not gedulei karka. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos talks about ein imor ela gedulei karka. The Gemara talks about ma'amer. Ma'amer means if he gathered together the peiros that grow from the ground, from the place mimokim gedulam ba'karka. So the Gemara had one opinion was that ha'iman dekonef milcha mimilchaso. If someone gathers together, the ocean has a lot of salty water. So when the ocean water falls, when the waves throw water on the dry land, then the sun beats down on it. So the sun will cause the H2O to evaporate, and then the salt is not going to evaporate. Salt is not water, so the salt will remain behind. So there's one opinion in the Gemara that that's considered like Yidule Karka, because the salt develops over there in the Milchus on the Karka. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, though, that the Ma'amer is only violated with Gidula Karka Ma'amer that grows from the ground. The first Mandama also knew that. It's only Gidula Karka, but they held that in a certain sense, Melach should be something like Gidula Karka, that it developed over here because the water evaporated. So that was the Shaila that Esav asked the father. He was a faker. Okay, Tzai V'Fi, but the Loshen of the Shaila that he asked was, Ketzad Mafrishin Maises. You certainly have to be Mafrish Maises from the Melach and from the Tevin. We want to know which Maises, the grandfather's Maises, Maises Ksofim, or should it be your Maises that you were given this new mitzvah of Hafrashas Maisa. So the father told him, Tevin is not Royal Michael Odom, it's only Michael Baim, so it's only Maisa Ksofim. And Melech is not really Gedulah Karka, just like the Gemara says there, Benigeta Ma'amer, it's not Gedulah Karka, so Benigeta Hafrash Maisa also, it's not Gedulah Eretz Yisrael. It's only Maisa Ksofim, it's only the mitzvah of Tzedokah, it's not the real Hafrash Maisa, it's the mitzvah that I was given. And the pasuk continues that Yankov was cooking Nizir Adashim. So Rashi has the famous comment from the Medrash. Most of the Rashis are from the Medrash. Rashi doesn't invent all these things. Rashi made famous all of these Midrashim. So Rashi says that Avram Avinu had just passed away, and this was the Sudas Avro. And the Sudas Avro, the meaning is that you eat Adashim, something that's round, because Avelus is like a Galgal HaChozer Boilem. Everybody sometime or another has to observe Avelus. Nobody lives forever, so everyone during their lifetime have to observe Avelus for some relative or another. That's why many have the meaning that you eat bagels. Bagels are round, or you eat hard-boiled eggs. My cousin told me that someone called him up on the phone on Chalamoid Pesach, that they just came back from a funeral, and he didn't ask who's calling. So they just came back from a funeral. They have to. Do you have Sudas Avro on Chalamoid? So my cousin is a rabbi, Rabbi Aaron Levine in Flatbush. So he said, yes, you have Sudas Avro. I said, yes, what do you give? So he said, he was half asleep. So he says, the meaning is that you have bagels and hard-boiled eggs. And then he hung up the phone. Then he realized, what did I do? I told him bagels and hard-boiled eggs. He didn't know whom to call back. He didn't know who was calling. So I'm Rabbanim Taka, Rabbi Schwab, used to be a rabbi here. So he told me that whenever someone would call out with a shaila, he would always ask, who's calling and what's your phone number? That would be the first question. Who's calling, what's your phone number? He would write down on a pad of paper, on a booklet, and then he would write down what the shaila was. And in the case he would realize that he gave him a wrong answer, an incomplete answer, he would call him back a week later, a day later, and correct what he had said. That's an idea for Rabbanim. You should always not to give. It's the chalal is not a smart thing to give a psak to a person. You don't know what continent are they calling from. Someone calls on a phone. You don't know what's the meaning in their city. You don't know what the circumstances are. You only know a half a story. That's not my problem. People call on a phone with shailas. You only know one aspect of the shaila. Could be that it's a bigger shaila. Anyway, that's a Rashi quotes in the Medrash. Yosi Yankov Nozid, and he was cooking Nizid Adashim because this was the Sudas Avro from Avraham Avinu's Ptira. Sudas Avro is a big, the Gemara says, the Oval Yom Rishon also Lechel Mishalo. He's not allowed to eat from his own food. Sudas Avro means someone else has to give the food to eat. Some of the Rishonim say you should give Basa V'Yayin. It should be a Bekobe Dikasud. It shouldn't just be bagels and lox. It should be a fleshig meal. Yain is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that fine, lo nivra yain ela lenachim boyas ha'avelim, that people who are aggravated, so they should drink a little bit, so they should be able to relax. Someone died, so it's painful, it's aggravating. I remember once a woman died. We were in the mountains in Tannersville, so a Jewish woman died, so we all went to the funeral. Everybody went to the funeral. She was one of the locals who lived there all year long. And then by the time we went back to the home of the husband's home and the son's home, the son was so stone drunk, he wasn't shy, couldn't say Kaddish. Absolutely drunk. He must have had five bottles of schnapps. He was just laying on the bed. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. The Gemara says, "Le'nivra yain ela nachmas avelim," a little bit of yain. So that's what some of the Rishonim say, that the Sudas Avra, the neighbors should give, but basa v'yayin should be as choshev as suda, and the yayin is lenachem boyas avelim. So our practice is a different opinion. Some Rishonim hold the Sudas Avra is the first 3 days. The Gemara says, and others say, all the meals the first day. And we paskin only Suda Rishayin on the Yom HaRishon. The first Suda on the first day should not be Mishalo. Ova losa lechol Mishalo, Suda Rishayin on the Yom HaRishon. This is a big shaila in the Rishayin. What if the Ovel is sitting Shiva, he comes back from the cemetery, and nobody comes to bring him any food? The burial was 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's a summer day, and this year is going to be 8 o'clock at night, 8:30 at night. And no one comes to get, no one knows that he's supposed to give a Suda Savro. So what's the din? Is the idea of Suda Savro a form of Nicham Aveilim? He shouldn't make his own food. He should give the neighbors an opportunity to fulfill their mitzvah of Nicham Aveilim. But if no one has the seichel, there are no neighbors, and no one knows that you're supposed to give, so then he doesn't have to fast the whole day. He can make his own, he can cook his own food and prepare his own meal. It's just he shouldn't ruin their opportunity of fulfilling Nicham Aveilim. Or should we assume, no, it's not a mitzvah of Nicham Aveilim. It's an Iser Aveilus. The Ovel has to demonstrate as if he's helpless. His father died at the age of 120. It wasn't such a great tragedy. Father had a full life and everything was fine, but still, the Ovel has to demonstrate, Kila, he's so helpless, he doesn't even have the ability to take care of his own needs. He can't even prepare his own food. So even if so he can't prepare his own food, so the neighbors should help him out. They should prepare. But if they don't, if he doesn't have neighbors who prepare any food, he's not allowed to eat all day long. He's not allowed to eat his own food. So this is a discussion in the Risha and Shulchan Aruch. Shaila in the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch. Shaila also, a lot of people have the practice. People go to work. So what do you mean? Let's say the Kvura is going to be 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. People have off from work between 12 and 1. So they schedule Levayas at 12 o'clock so people can take off from the office. Then they run back to the office. So a lot of times people have no time to go spend time to go give Suda Savro then. So what they do is they come to the home of the Ovel the night before and they put food in the refrigerator and they say, tomorrow when you come back from the cemetery after the food is over, eat this food. That's the Suda Savro. So the shaila is, what's the nature of the mitzvah of Suda Savro? If Suda Savro is an Iser Aveilus, the Ovel has to demonstrate as if he's helpless, he can't take care of himself. Okay, so the neighbors brought the food, so he's not eating mishalom. They took care of him. But if it's a form of nicham aveilim, then it's questionable whether that's an acceptable form of nicham aveilim, because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, you're not supposed to be menachem the Ovel b'shor shemeis mutar lefanav. The act of nicham aveilim should be done after the kvura, not before. Here they come and they stuff the refrigerator with food before the kvura. So they're not yotzei. Probably they're not yotzei nicham aveilim. Can't have nicham aveilim lachalamit. I put the food in the refrigerator now. I tell them, when you come back from the cemetery, eat the food. It should be the gesture of giving the food. That should be the Nicham Aveilim. So the gesture should be done after the Kvura. So that's a discussion. That's a discussion of Shulchan Aruch. What's the nature of this din of Suda Savro? The Rashi quotes from the Medrash that this was the Suda Savro. A king of lachas man you can make, yeah. No, but over here, if it's Nicham Aveilim, so the lachazman is not going to help. It's the gesture of the giving is the mitzvah.
If you're allowed to have meat, basar yayin during Shiva, it's according to Rizal Vichik who said that Shiva, that the 9 days or Shulch Chava are supposed to mirror Yavelis, so why is that we don't have basar yayin during the 9 days?
Basar yayin in the 9 days has nothing to do with Avelis. The din is that in Ovel for sure, that's not if you are allowed to. It's absolutely permissible to have basar yayin in during Avelos. The 9 days is a different thing. The Gemara says in the end, the last daf in Cheskes Abatim and Bava Basra, that after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, probably the second day's Hamikdash, it's not clear, but probably the second day's Hamikdash, so the Bava Basra came up with an idea, maybe we should never eat basar yayin. We have a right to eat basar because we're makar basar on the mizbech. So if Baruch Shalom gets his basar, he can eat. We do nisach hayayin on the mizbech, so we have a right to drink wine. But if the Baruch Shalom doesn't have any basar v'yayin, there's a right that we should have basar v'yayin. So they wanted to asar all year long. So the Chachamim said that's going to make life very difficult, so he won't be able to drink any water because there's nisach hamayim on the mizbech. He won't be able to eat any bread, cake, or cookies because there are menachas on the mizbech. He bring from flour menachas, so that's a gzeirah shein roi bati b'yicholim la'amagos. And he said we're not going to make such a gzeirah. So that's what the women introduced. If you look in the Rishonim, this minhag started by the women. Then the Rabbanim approved it. So the women said, it's a gzeirah shein roi bati b'yicholim la'amagos to abstain from basar v'yayin all year long. But for 9 days, kemen oishal. For 9 days, we can last without having basar v'yayin. So some have the minhag not to have basar v'yayin the whole 3 weeks. Some Rishonim have that minhag. And most people that have the minhag only have the minhag for the 9 days. But that's because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, not because of Avelis. A plain oval, even during Shiva, is permitted to have basar v'yayin.
How could Yaakov make his own food for the Sudah HaBrah Bayazad Yaakov Nazir?
Mm-hmm. Maybe Yaakov prepared the food for his father. He wasn't really in Avelis when Avram Avinu died, so Yitzchok is in Avelis. But he prepared a whole pot full. Esav comes min Asad and he says, Haliteni na min ha'adom ha'adom hazeh. It's a psashtikal contradiction in the language. Haliteni, Rashi says, Eim alitim. Rashi quotes on the Mishnah, Masecha Shabbos. Haliteni means I'm going to open up my mouth wide and pour it down my throat. Like a chazeh, like a pig eats. Then he says, no. No is a very respectful way of speaking with Derech Eretz. Later in the parasha, when Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav, and then Yaakov comes, so he says, Yaakov says, Kumno shavo v'yochlem itzeidi. Kumno, please get up, daddy. So Yitzchak says, is this Esav? Hakol kol yankiv. So Rashi says, what's hakol kol yankiv? Esav never says no. Esav is a grub person. He says, when Esav comes, how does it say? When Esav comes, he doesn't say no. Yokum avi. He doesn't say kum no avi. The Rashi quotes from the Medrash like that. So how come it says over here haliteni no? How come he says over here haliteni no? The haliteni is a loshen gasa, and the no is a loshen nikius, and no doesn't fit in with the personality of Esav. So some interpret no al tochel memenu no boshem lushan. No means half raw, half cooked. Because the Nezid Adoshim, the red lentils start off as being red. After you cook them, they're not going to be so red. They're going to be softer red. It says, Min ha'adom ha'adom hazeh, it was very red. It means it was still half cooked. It was still half raw. So some interpret, Haliteini, no, I want to eat right now. Give me the red stuff right now, even though it's only half cooked. It's an interesting suggestion. How do you translate the word no? How does it say in the Targum? Targum does not say half raw. Targum doesn't say that. So the Pashim shot, the Targum understood no means please. That is correct. Targum does not say like this. The Pasuk says that there was a famine and Yitzchak is going to go down on his way to go to Mitzrayim just like his father had done. The Pasuk says later that Yitzchak followed the Masorah of Avram Avinu. Everything that Avram Avinu, Yitzchak did exactly the same. That's why the Chumash hardly has any stories about Yitzchak. Yitzchak, just his father was a big pioneer. Avram Avinu was a big machadesh, and Yitzchak just goes in the footsteps of his father. The Pasuk says that the Plishtim stopped up. All of the accomplishments that the Jews accomplished in Eretz Yisrael, the Arabs tried to undo. So that's what it says in the Pasuk. Avram Avinu dug wells, so they're stupid. They should have stolen the wells. No, they don't steal the wells. They destroy the wells. You steal the wells and use the water. No, they destroy everything. So what does Yitzchak do? He goes and he digs the exact... It says he goes and he digs the exact same wells and he calls them with the same names. So the Zohar says on that pasuk that Yitzchak Avinu follows the Masorah from his father. Everything he does the same. And they say Aksava Kabbalah, the author of Aksava Kabbalah was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. He lived in Germany. So he doesn't want his readers to get thrown off that he's quoting from the Zohar. So whenever he quotes from the Zohar, he calls it the Mechilta, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That the Yekah shouldn't get scared that they're learning Zohar. Mechilta, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But that's what he's quoting. So he quotes from the Zohar, and that pasuk that Yitzchak was very makbit to follow all the traditions of his father. That's very important. If someone is a big original thinker, and his son is also an original thinker, so everything that the father is very original, has no time to write everything down. So that you need a son who's not going to be an original thinker. He's just going to write everything down from his father to preserve it for posterity. If the son wants to be original also, everything, all the original ideas of the father are going to be hoilach leibut. So here you have that Yitzchak, that's how Rashi quotes in Medrash, Yitzchak was planning, Shehoyadaito l'Eretz l'Mitzrayim k'mo sheyored ofi b'mei harov. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, so he goes to Avimelech, Melech Plishtim Gerora, on his way to Mitzrayim. Vayirei Elov Hashem, Hashem appears to him and he says, Al teret Mitzrayim. Shchon Boretz Hashem Amar Elecha. You're not allowed to go to Mitzrayim, you're making a mistake. Your father was not a korban. So the Avraham Avinu was allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, but you are hukdash as a korban. And even after the whole story of the Akedah, he says you still have the status of a korban, and by korbanus is a din that every korban has a mokum in his man. So if the korban is removed chutz l'mkoma, the korban becomes nifsal b'yotzei. The kachi kachim, the mokum is the azara. So if you take a kachi kachim out of the azara, it's nifsal b'yotzei. Even if you bring it back in, it's already pasul. And kachim kalam in the mokum is Yerushalayim. If you take the kachim kalam out of Yerushalayim, even if you bring it back in, it's nifsal b'yotzei, it's pasul. And here, the mokum of the korban of Yitzchak is Eretz Yisrael. So if you take the korban out of Eretz Yisrael, it'll be nipsal b'yotz. So it tells me not allowed to leave. Right? It's only after shechita. So apparently the shechita that was done to the ayach and echas basach b'karnov was considered as if the shechita had been done on Yitzchak, and the haktorah, the burning of the ayach and echas basach b'karnov, was considered as if the burning had been done to Yitzchak. So that's the medrash that Rashi quotes on Parshas Bukhukosai, that Afishal Yitzchak Tzavra Munach HaGabi HaMizbech. Where was the Afishal Yitzchak? The answer is the Efer of the Ayil is considered as if all the Avodas that were done to the Ayil Achar Nechas Basrach Mekana were considered as if they had been done to Yitzchak. He had the din of a korban La'achar Shechita, the korban before the Shechita, the Avodah Rishayna. So whenever you have a carbon and you do that avodah rishona, that enhances the kedusha. That gives the carbon a higher level of kedusha. Until then, it's a kedusha saguf lamizbech. And after the avodah rishona, after the shechita, the Gemara's lashon is sakan mekadosh. When you do the shechita, the sakan of the shechita is mekadosh the carbon. What do you mean mekadosh the carbon? It was already mekudosh kedushas peh. When he said hareza oila, hareza shlomem, hareza chatos, he already had a kedusha. So Menachem Zembe explains based on a makevus on Mishnah. He has a whole essay that everybody quotes from. He says that until you do the Avodah Rishayna, the carbon has a Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbeach. And after you do the Avodah Rishayna, then it has a Kedushas carbon. So it's only Nifsal B'yotzei after the Avodah Rishayna. So apparently the Avodahs that were done to the Yael were considered as if they had been done to Yitzchak. So Yitzchak made a mistake over here. Yitzchak follows in the footsteps of his father. He thought everything he's doing is exactly the same. He's going to go down to Mitzrayim. Baruch Shalom tells him, no, your father wouldn't go to Mitzrayim either if he would have been a korban. You are a korban, your father was not a korban. This is not going in the footsteps of your father. Gur Baruch Azos, you have to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Gur Baruch Azos. But it wasn't really Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't given to Avraham Avinu. So that's the Gemara Masech HaShabbos. In the end of Masech HaShabbos, the Gemara says, the Rambam writes that there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos, the Zachar, V'Shomer, and the Chumash. Then you have Kibud V'Yoinig and Novi and Yeshaya. So the pasuk says, "V'karasa l'Shabbos Oinig l'kadosh Hashem mechubad mitzvah kibud and oinig." So the next pasuk says, "Os tisanag al Hashem v'hir kafticha al b'masu yaretz v'achalticha nachlis yankav avivcha ki pi Hashem diber." So the Gemara says, "Kol ha'ma'anig es haShabbos, one who observes the mitzvah kibud v'oinig properly will be zeicher to nachlis yankav avivcha, lo ki Avram v'lo ki Yitzchak eliki yankav." He won't just get what Avram Avinu was given. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, "Kum Yisalach Baratz Lo'akar L'Rachba Ki L'choy Tinena." HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael. But then when Yitzchak went down, so that's all Avraham Avinu got. Avraham Avinu didn't have Chebel Aza. But then when Yitzchak went down to Gror, that's in Aza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him extra. I'm giving you more than I gave to Avraham Avinu. That's how the Gemara understands the Pshat and the Pasuk. But he was also only given Eretz Yisrael that was given to Avraham Avinu with Chebal Aza. Then Yaakov is given more. Yaakov Avinu is given everything. So the Gemara says on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, if you'll observe Oinik Shabbos, that Pasuk is right after the previous Pasuk, Karasa the Shabbos Oinik. Then it says, V'achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha, not Eloki Avram, Eloki Yitzchak, Eloki Yaakov. So you see that Chebal Aza was given to Yitzchak. And Yaakov was given even a bigger share in Eretz Yisrael. If Aza wouldn't have been given to Yitzchak, so he would have already violated the din. He already went to Chutz Lo'aretz. Baruch Shalom should have told him before he went to Grow. What does Baruch Shalom tell him before he goes to Mitzrayim? You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because you're an Oyla Tamima. You should have told him on his way to going to Grow. You're not allowed to go to Grow because Grow is Chutz Lo'aretz. The answer is he just gave him at that time Chebal Aza. So Chebal Aza became part of Eretz Yisrael. They were never, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they never conquered Chebal Aza. So when they never mekadosh it, in order to be mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, you have to have kibush b'chilu. They never had a kedusha rishon, and never had a kedusha shniya, al pi pashtus. But it's still part of Eretz Yisrael. There are areas in Eretz Yisrael that never had kedusha rishon, and never had kedusha shniya. They're part of Eretz Yisrael, but it's not part of the kedusha sa'aretz. A lot of times people think they're doing exactly what their parents did, and it's not exactly the same. They think they're doing exactly as their Rebbe did. Take Yeshua ben Nun, made a cherem on Yericho, that Ochan violated the cherem. And then when they had the next Muhammad and Ai, so the Jewish people lost the war. And Yeshua ben Nun was in shock. How can it be? The Baruch Shalom told us we're going to win all the wars. Without even trying, we're going to win all the wars. So the Baruch Shalom says, Chote Yisrael, the Jewish people sinned. And Yeshua ben Nun says, what happened? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it's your fault. It's your stupid fault. Who told you to make a cherem on Yericho? Someone violated the cherem, and the whole community is punished. Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebizeh. So the Maharsha quotes the Kasha from the Achrayim. What do you mean it's my stupid fault? I did exactly what my Rebbe did. The Gemara says that this character, Ochan ben Karmi ben Zavdi ben Zerach, Meshpachas Yehuda, this guy who violated the cherem Yericho, violated every cherem that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu waged war with the Nochrim, Moshe Rabbeinu made a cherem. And this guy violated every single cherem in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yeshua ben Nun is just doing what his Rebbe did. So why does the Gemara say the Baruch Shalom had a tain against Yeshua ben Nun? Who told you to make a cherem? He just did exactly what his Rebbe did. So the Maharsha says that Kasha is a mistake. He says it's a different kufa in history. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the din of Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebizeh didn't begin to be observed yet. So if one person sins, he'll burn in Gehenna, and the rest of the tzibu will not be punished. But the minute they crossed over the Yarden and had the brachas to close the Hagriz Maharevo, then the Gemara says, Adin of Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebizeh said in. The Pasuk says, Hanista Rois L'Hashem Alakeinu, in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, Handiglos Lon Olvanein Adolam Las Kol Dibar Terazai. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara. How come there are 11 Nekudas on the 11 letters in that Pasuk? To teach you that Haniglas Lonol Vaneinu Ad Olam, that Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebizeh, if a person does an Avera in public and everybody knows about it, they don't do anything about it, that we're held responsible, that didn't begin right away, that only began later, Meshav Yisrael Sayardain, and they had the brachas and clothes at Hagriz Maharevim. So the Rabban Shalom tells you, Yeshua ben Nun, you didn't do what your Rebbe did. Your Rebbe made a cherem for Haramim during the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu. The four milchamas that he waged, and this guy violated all the four haramas, that was before there was a din of Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebizeh. Now it's a new ballpark, it's a new ball game. It's a different story now. If it's Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebizeh, you have to consider, maybe you shouldn't make a cherem. You shouldn't have made the cherem, it's a mistake. Solomon's father was the founder of the Mizrahi. So that's why his grandfather was one of the founders of the Aguda. That's why it belongs to that Aguda. What? Founders of that Aguda? The Aguda was founded before Hakamas HaMedina, before Mohammed Sheshet HaYamin, before everything. It's a whole different story now. You think that the political situation today is the same as it was 100 years ago. That's your decision. You're not going in the footsteps of your grandfather, because your grandfather was the founder of the Mizrahi, your grandfather was the founder of Aguda. The Mizrahi is different, the Agud is different, the whole world is different, the Eretz Yisrael is different, it's not Palestine anymore. Everything is different. You can't just superficially do exactly the same. My grandfather used to go with a kapota, with long payas, and so on. So therefore I'm going to see that my children also go like that. But I live in America, I live in Cedarhurst, I live in Lyra. What do you mean? In Europe, everybody in the community dressed like that. Here I'm going to insist that my children should live like that. They're going to be, everyone's going to look at them like Mishugoy. If you live in Square Town, it's a different story. You live in Williamsburg, okay. So everything is the same as it was in Europe, maybe, I don't know. But if you live in a different city, where no one else dresses like that, so what do you mean you're doing the same thing as your forefathers did, that you think that you're doing the same? Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, but it's not necessarily correct. Here, Yitzchak thought he's doing exactly the same as his father, and Yehoshua ben Nun thought that he's doing exactly the same as his Rebbe. And they were both told that they're making a mistake. It's not the same. The dinim of the Torah don't change, but the world keeps on changing. So the shilas that come up are not exactly the same shilas. The shila came up 100 years ago, 20 years ago, 5 years ago, and the same shila comes up today. The circumstances are so different, it could be that the psak is different, not because the laws of the Torah change. The laws of the Torah don't change, but the world is changing. So the whole shila could be a totally different shila. Someone gave a shiur yesterday. A guest from Eretz Yisrael gave a shiur yesterday. It was a lecture. I don't know if it's a shiur. So he was talking about covered beis haknesses. So he was quoting a lot of achrayim who say, whatever the goyim wouldn't do in a church, we're not allowed to do in a shul either. Even though in halacha it doesn't say halacha according to halacha it's mutar, but that's called the chilul Hashem. Whatever the goyim wouldn't do, we're not allowed to do. So he considered this a gevaldige chiddush. I don't think it's such a gevaldige chiddush. We spoke the other week when we were learning Chayisora. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a discussion. I was last week was Chayisora. So we were discussing. The Gemara points out in Sanhedrin, in the middle of Sanhedrin, that Kvura, in the mitzvah Kvura, only says a chumash by Haruge Bezen. How do you know that a Meisal Mitos, a normal person who's not put to death because of his averus, how do you know there's a mitzvah Kvura? So the Gemara says, learn out from Chayisar. Why does the Torah, why does the Chumash record the fact that Aram Avinu had a berry sorry? See that's the mitzvah? The Gemara says, no, maybe that was the minig. Maybe the minig was like that. And therefore what? So the Achrayim say, whatever is the minig, there's a din of Kovet HaMeis. We learn out from the Pasuk, Lo Yitama, the Kohen is Mechuyev, Achlegs, Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Shmuel, but the Lo Yitama is a Chayva, Lo Yitama is a Rishus. So the accepted opinion, the Gemara says, is the Lo Yitama is a Chayva, Mechuyev to show Kovet HaMeis. Even Kavod Ameis, Kal v'chomer Kavod Achayim, but that pasuk is the marker for Kavod Abrius, even Kavod Ameis. So the question is, what's the definition of Kavod? So that's what the pasuk say. Whatever the minig is to do, that's called Kavod. So if the minig is that they bury the mason, as opposed to cremating the body, so you have to bury. If the minig is that you cremate, you would have said you should cremate the body. So the Gemara says, from the fact that Avraham Avinu went out of his way to bury Sarah, you can't really prove that's a halacha, l'doris, that you always have to bury the mace. It depends on, it's a societal thing. You determine what's considered bekavadik based on what the minig amakim is. If the minig amakim is that they wash the hair of the mason with raw eggs, so that's considered kavad. If it's no longer practiced like that, so it's not considered kavad. Kavad is always whatever is mekubal, that's considered kavad. So I didn't see what was such a big chiddush that this... This Talmud Chacham from Yerushalayim thought such a gevaldig chiddush that whatever the goyim consider kovedik, so that's we should understand based on the society. Kovedik is always a societal thing; it's determined by whatever the society considers the kovedik. In the Gemara, it says, in the days of the Gemara, the shuls had a dirt floor. So the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Brachos, Rikike is mutter in a Beis HaKnesses. The spit on Harabais is Osir, Rikike is Osir, but Rikike and Beis HaKnesses are mutter because everybody did it in their own homes. They would, whenever they would have a phlegm, so spit on the floor and rub it into the floor. So the Mishnah Berurah writes up at Bismana said that you have wooden floors, or you have tile floors, or you have a carpet on the floor. You're going to spit on the floor, rub it into the carpet? You wouldn't do that in your own house? So the Gemara says, Ki Beiso. However, how would you act if you'd be visiting by someone else? That's how you have to act when you visit in the Beis HaKnesses. So kavod is clearly societal. That's what it says in the Gemara. Kavod is determined by what's acceptable in the society. to the dinim of the Torah don't change, but sometimes the dinim are societal. Some of the dinim are not. A kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. That's not because it's an embarrassment for a person to marry a grusha. And today, more than half the women are grushas, so there's no longer an embarrassment. No, a grusha asur lekohen is a din. That's not a societal din. You have to know. You have to have a masorah to know which dinim in the chumash, which dinim are societal, which dinim are not societal. The very end of the parsha, Yitzchak sends away Yaakov. He shouldn't marry Mebnois Kenoan. He should go to Padna Aram. Kach lo chamisham yishem Mebnois Lavan achi imecho. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of Mila to Avram Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha, the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Lios l'chol alikim ulezarcha acharecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that the Jewish people are not allowed to marry a non-Jewish woman. Lios l'chol ulezarcha acharecha zara miyuchas achrov. So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf understands the pasuk to mean that they're not allowed to intermarry. And Lios l'chol alikim means they have to have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nikor hi emuna. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael in connection with the Bris Milah. This is all one package deal. The one who has Amuna, the one who fulfills Mitzvah Smilah, and the one who doesn't intermarry, and the one who subscribes to the fact that Eretz Yisrael is our national homeland, so that's the definition of Klal Yisrael. So the Birchas Avraham, that's how the Beis Halevi explains, the Birchas Avraham means the Kedushas Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was told ki b'Yitzchak likor l'chazera, not Yishmael, and then he was told be Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. So Yitzchak was trying to figure out which of his two sons is going to be the one who's going to have the inyan hu'eliki. Which one of them is going to have? It wasn't going to be mitos shleiman. They're not both going to be Jewish. One is going to be Jewish. One is going to be a goy, even though they're twin brothers. So which one is going to be Jewish? So this, he didn't disagree with his wife. That's how the Beis Halevi says Yitzchak didn't disagree with Rivka. This they both agreed. That's going to be Yaakov. And he tells him, you have to go marry a Jewish girl. You shouldn't marry Benois Kenoan. Esav can marry whoever he wants. He's not going to get Eretz Yisrael anyway. He's not going to be the Zer Avram. He's not going to be the Inyan Hoeliki. This they both agreed upon. The Birchas Avram is going to be given Itlachas Birchas Avram. L'chol Zarachitoch L'rishtachas Eretz Migurecha. Eretz Yisrael is going to go to you. Because Avraham means the Kedusha Yisrael is going to go to you. They only had a machlokes. Yitzchak and Rivka had a machlokes. What about the bracha on Gashmias? So Yitzchak thought, let me give the Birchas Avraham is the bracha on Ruchnias and the bracha on Gashmias. Let me give, he's also my son. Let me give that bracha to Esav. And Rivka felt that that's not right. You should give the bracha of Gashmias also to Yankiv. He's going to need all of that wealth and all of that hatzlocha b'olam hazeh to navigate his way through. He'll have to bribe Esav, he'll have to give a lot of it to Esav, but everything should be given to Yitzchak. And in Hashemayim, Rivka had a nevuah about this. Yitzchak didn't have a nevuah. Rivka says, Olai ki l'loscha b'ni. What does it mean? If your father will curse you, the curse should be chal on me. How does that work? So the Rashi points out, the Targum Onkelos says, Olai yitama b'nevuah. I was told b'nevuah that you will not be cursed. You won't get any klala. So she was told menavua that her position was correct, and not only the Birchas Avram should be given to Yaakov, even the bracha of Gashmir should also be given to Yaakov, and then he's going to need it to build yeshivas and to spread Yiddishkeit and so on. So the insistence that Yitzchak had that Yankov should marry a Jewish girl is because l'zarach acharecha, that it should be zara miyuchas achrov, not because we need from that family. So Esav heard. So he goes and he marries the daughter of Yishmael. Yishmael was not Zer Avram either. That's the Ramban said on the opening pasuk and told us. Only Yitzchak was Avram Hoyleres Yitzchak, and Yishmael was not part of Zer Avram. So Esav goes and he marries the daughter of Yishmael. That's, he hasn't accomplished anything. He acts. Esav acts as if the insistence of the father Yitzchak was, don't marry Anun Garisha, don't marry Ayeket. Marry someone from this background. That wasn't the insistence. The insistence was he has to marry a Jewish girl, as opposed to Benois Kenoan. So the pasuk says that he went and he married the daughter of Yishmael, Big Giches. His cousin. He marries the daughter of Yishmael, his first cousin. And the girl's name is, the two versions of it, the two readings, whether Mochalas or Machalas. So the quote from Rabbi Shlomo Leib Diskin in the Sefer on Bereishis, that Rashi has from the Medrash two comments on the name. What does the name imply? The name Mochalas. So one Medrash says when a boy gets married, he gets a Mechilas Avonis. The Chas and Kal get a Mechilas Avonis. So if the reading is Mochalas, so Mochalas sounds like a Mechilas Avonis. Then Rashi has another interpretation from the Medrash that the previous wives that Esav had were all marshas. They weren't religious people. So Hosef machla al machlosai. He added Hosef risha al rishosai. He added another wife who was a marshas. So that pshat seems to be assuming that the correct pronunciation is machalas. Hosef machla al machlosai. So that's what the Rabbi Shlomo Leib Diskin says. He suggests perhaps the two interpretations of the Medrash on why the girl's name was Machalas depends on what the pronunciation is, whether it should be Mochalas or Machalas. We have a minhagim of the Chasana based on the assumption that there is a Mechilas Avinas. Minhag is that the Chasan Kala say Vidui when they daven on the day of the wedding. And the Chasan Kala fast, if they're up to it, like on Yom Kippur, you fast, you get a Mechilas Avonis. There are different explanations, different reasons are given why the minig is to fast. So that's one of the reasons. They give other reasons why you fast. One reason is that we're afraid the Chasan will be shikar. If Alit, he may be drunk. So he says, Ariam Kodeshis, so it may be a shikar, shigil, shikusa, shalot, so the Kedushim won't be tofsin. So then they say if the chassan sends a shlich to do the kiddushim, then the shlich should fast, not the chassan. But if it's because mechilas avinus, then the shlich doesn't get the mechilas avinus, then the chassan should fast. They give different reasons why. Some say the reason why you fast is there's a mishnah in sukkah. The mishnah says if a person is in the middle of eating on sukkahs and then havielo dalad minim, so he should bench esrog in the middle of the meal. So why does it write such a funny lotion? So the Gemara comments, you're not allowed to eat before you bench esrog, you're not allowed to eat before you blow shofar. Whenever there's a mitzvah that you have to do on this specific day, so we're afraid if the guy's going to eat, he may get so involved in eating and keep on gnashing and gnashing and gnashing. But forget about doing the mitzvah. So you're not allowed to eat before you bench esrog, unless you don't have any dalad minim. So you don't tell a guy he should fast the whole day long, that's not reasonable. He sits down and he eats, and then havielo dalad minim in the middle of the meal. So he should be mopsik in the middle of the meal, and should bench esrog at that time. So that's what some say. The chasan kala not allowed to eat because they're planning to do a mitzvah that day, to get married. So whenever you're interested in doing a mitzvah, you shouldn't eat until you do the mitzvah. Some say that the avi aben should fast the day that he's going to do the pidyon aben. So that's problematic. He's not going to do the pinyan aben until 4 o'clock. The minig is by us. You do the pinyan aben late in the afternoon. It's a problematic minig. More correct would be to do the pinyan aben in the morning, even if you have fewer people attending, because these magdimila mitzvahs takes precedence over Beroy Vom Hadras Melech. That's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. So the Pischei Tshuva on Yeruday, Hilchas Pinyan Aben, quotes such a position from the Achrayim that the Avi Aben really shouldn't eat. When there's a bris, the Avi Aben shouldn't have any bite before he sees to it that the bris is taken care of. That's not so bad. The bris is usually done early in the morning, and he shouldn't eat the day of the pinyan aben. So some say that's the reason why the chasan and the kala fast. Different explanation. But some say because it's a day of mechilas avinus. Many have the practice that the chasan wears a kittel, like on Yom Kippur.
it's because of shikrus, so then why does the kala have to test?
If she's shikr, if she's a ktana or an Irish, she's not yet 12 and a half. So her father has to have das. If she's over, usually we get married to a girl who's more than 12 and a half years old. So the girl has to be bedaita. She has to know what she's talking about under the chuppah. If she'll be shikr, so she will know. I remember it used to be a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, Rabbi David Lifshitz, Zecharon Lebracha. So whenever he would go to a wedding, the first question he would always ask would be, did the kala have something to eat? Because it happened more than once that a kala fainted. Sometimes the chassan fainted under the chuppah when they're fasting. Sometimes they're not up to it, so you don't fast. But that used to be always, did the kala have something to eat? And Soloveitchik said that when his mother told him that when she got married, Sir Abchaim Soloveitchik was always very nervous about fasting. He was afraid that people are going to get sick from fasting. So he sent a message to the kala that she should make sure that she eats something. So she was a spunky, Rav Soloveitchik's mother was a very spunky young lady. So she said, the rabbi in the community is my father, and my father said I should fast. You have no right to force your opinion. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik liked her, that she was so spunky. The pasuk in today's Sedra says about Avraham Avinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherished the fact that he vayishma mishmati mitzvah say chukasai v'soro soy, that he kept all of the mitzvah. So Rashi quotes again from the Medrash, vayishma mishmarti usually has this, the last aliyah, ekev asher shema Avraham b'koli vayishma, the last pasuk in the first aliyah right before Sheni. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, mishmarti is like Ushmata mishmarti, asu mishmeres le mishmarti. The Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Chafalov that pasuk, Ushmata mishmarti, that's the concluding pasuk in Parshas Achrimos. So that's the pasuk where the Torah instructs us, asesiog la Torah. First Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says about Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, heim amu shlosha dvarim. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah introduced a lot of gzeiros to Rabbanim. So the word Aseis Yag LaTorah is based on that pasuk Gishmartem Es Mishmarti. So Rashi says that this is an allusion to Shnius LaRayis or Shvus LeShabbos. The Shvusim, the Gzeiros, the Rabbanon, and the Shnius LaRayis that was introduced by Shlomo HaMelech. So that's Vayishmar Mishmarti. Mitzvah Sai are the mitzvahs that we more or less understand. Chukasai are the chukim that we don't understand, like Paraduma and Kilayim and Shatans and so on. And so Rosoi, in the plural, Rashi says, is a reference, the Gemara says like that, reference to Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Avraham Avinu observed everything. How in the world did Avraham Avinu figure out all of these things? So the Medrash has an expression, had shtei kloyos yoatzos. There's two kidneys. What it means, the kidneys have access to the internet. Today you can find everything on the internet. Well, what are the kidneys? It means, so the Mefarshim say, the Midrashim all say, the opening midrashim in Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world accordingly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stakled by Raisa Boras Oilam. So if you have a blueprint and then you build a house according to the blueprint, if you look in the house, you can figure out what was in the blueprint. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, that was the blueprint, and he created the world. So then if you look into the world, you should be able to figure out what the blueprint is. Usually little children in school, some grade or another, so they give them homework to draw a blueprint of the house, to figure out, to lay out the map, all the different rooms, and where the kitchen is, and where the bathroom is, and where the dining room is, and so on. So if you look in the world, you should really be able to figure out. And not everyone is able. You look in the world, you can see Shatnas, and you can see, just looking at Teva, you can figure out Shabbos very hard. You have to be spiritually up to it. You have to be attuned to that, to be able to pick up these things. So the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu had such sensitivity. He had shtei kloyos yotzos. He was able to look into the world and figure out all of the dinim in the Torah. But he's even able to figure out vayishmar mishmarti. He was able to figure out even the gzeiros the rabbanon. So that's very interesting. It would appear as if the way the Medrash is presenting it, as if the gzeiros the rabbanon, as if the gzeiros the rabbanon are also built into Teva. If you understand. If you have this sensitivity to be able to look into the Teva Ha'olam and figure out the blueprints, a part of the blueprint would have been the Dinam Derabbanan as well. When the Rabbanan invented Din of Rabbanan, it's not Yesh Meyayin, the invented thing. It's also part of the Teva Ha'olam. Interesting. Interesting. There is such a Ritva, a famous Ritva, in the first parak in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara has an expression, why did the Torah require of us Omra Torah, Imra Lefanim, Malchias, Echonis, V'Shoifas? So the Ritva says, what do you mean? The Ritva is made based with Rosh Hashanah Ramban. Rabban holds that Malchias, Echonis, V'Shoifas is only with the Rabbanon. Rashi in his commentary on Chumash, in his commentary on Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Rashi sounds like he seems to hold that Malchus Echonis Shofis is their rice. The Ramban claims that it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Beferish, Malchus Echonis Shofis is only the Rabbanon. So according to the Ramban, how does the Gemara use the Lashon Omra Torah, Ima Lefonim, Malchus Echonis Shofis? So the Ritva says, because they had an Asmachta. The Chazal, when they invented this, when they came up with this Takana de Rabbanon, when we daven on Rosh Hashanah, we should mention Malchus Echonis Shofis, they had an Asmachta from the Pasuk. Yeah, so you call that Nimpneima Omra Torah. And Asmachta is only a remez, a mnemonic device. To remember a din de Rabbanon, you latch on a din de Rabbanon to a pasuk. You can latch on a din de Rabbanon, you can latch on a din to the New York Times or to a joke book. You can take a phone book and make a gematria and a Rashi Tevis. So the Ritva says no. He says he has a tradition from his Rabbeim, probably means from the basement Rosh Hashanah Ramban, that whatever the Gemara has an asmach, that was the author's intention. When the Rebbe Shlomo dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, he intended that a lot of dinim should be read in between the lines as dinim deraisa, that a lot of ideas should be read in between the lines as an asmach to the Rabbanim. But that was the author's intention. That's what the Rebbe Shlomo meant. So therefore, if you look into the Teva Ha'olam, just like you'll be able to figure out mitzvosai, chukosai, besarosai, you'll be able to figure out all the mitzvos and the chukim and everything, you will also be able to figure out all the dinim derabbanan as well, because they were also author's intention, and that was also part of the istakel b'araisa baras ha'olam. So Avraham Avinu was able to, his shteik loyas yosas were able to advise him even regarding the dinim derabbanan, also part of the world. Ramban HaChumash has the famous comment, how can it be that Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they all kept all the mitzvahs? How come Yaakov Avinu married two sisters? And so on, we have problems. So the Ramban has this famous suggestion that the Iker Mokam of Shmiras HaMitzvahs is really in Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, they always observed the Torah. In the Chutz Lords, they didn't. That's how the Ramban suggests. The Marsha in Yuma, in the third parak in Yuma, where the Gemara has this statement, Kim Avraham Avinu Kala Tarukula, commenting on the various psukim, this pasuk and other psukim, that Avraham Avinu observed all the mitzvahs, so the Marsha says about this kasha, how could Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? He says, no, it's Gershon is Gak, Kotten Shinola Tamim, in Atayra, they're not considered two sisters, because they were born non-Jewish, they had to convert. Once they convert, they're not related to each other. Some of the Rabbanon, it's prohibited. A Gershon is Gayer is not allowed to marry his sister with the Rabbanon. But that din the Rabbanon wasn't made yet. So Yaakov Avinu was observing the din of the rice. He didn't violate the din of the rice. But that is a big literature on that. How can it be that Kim Avinu Kala Tarukula Shulai Nitno? So how come Yaakov married Shtei Achoyas? The Maralmi Prague has in his commentary on the Gurariye, his commentary on Rashi Alatero, has a different suggestion. Maybe when the Medrash says that Kima from Vina Kala Terkul, it only means the Mitzisese. Maybe it doesn't make sense to volunteer as an Eina Mitzuva Vyoise. It doesn't make sense to volunteer to observe the Mitzvahs Loisese. If you're not Mitzuva, so what are you volunteering? What are you observing a Loisese? The concept of Eina Mitzuva Vyoise only makes sense by an essay. Not by a lois essay. So to marry Shtei Achoyas, maybe that didn't make sense to volunteer. That's a lois essay. And Avraham Avinu married Hagar HaMitzris. The din is that a Mitzri, Darish and Darsheni, is not allowed to marry a Jewish person. Whether Mitzri or Mitzris, is not allowed to marry a Jewish person. So the Marshoi is Takasha. So how could Avraham Avinu marry Hagar HaMitzris? So the Marami Prak says, Marami Prak thinks that the whole thing is not a Kasha. That there's a major difference between an essay and a lois essay. A lois essay, if you're not muzer on it, so it doesn't make sense to volunteer. Is it an assay? I don't think so. It's an Iser assay. An Iser assay. Dor shlishi yavu lehem.
The question before is an Iser assay.
Yeah. So he says, Isurim, if you do a kiyum ha-mitzvah, hein ha-mitzvah v'yoseh, so the Gemara says, women who volunteer, a mitzvah says, shazman grama, get schar, because it's a mitzvah saseh, kiyum haseh. But an Iser assay, that's like an Iser lav, so it doesn't really make sense to volunteer. I'm not a kohen, so I'll be machmir not to go to the cemetery. What do you mean? What are you volunteering over here? There's certain things it just doesn't make sense to be ein mitzvah v'yoseh. This week's haftar is from Malachi. Malachi starts off, "Ba'oha besyanka besesav sanesi." What do you mean sanesi? So that's where Avvavla Soloveitchik has a comment in his Sefer HaChumash. Esav was rejected. They were twins. Yankim and Esav were twin brothers, so they really should have both had a Kedushas Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I rejected Esav. Even though they were both born from the same mother at the same time, Esav was rejected. He wasn't given Kedushas Yisrael. The Haftarah concludes with the famous pasuk. Sif zechan yishmor adaz v'torah yirakshem ipiyu. The role of the Kohanim is supposed to be, they should be the Rabbanim. They're supposed to teach Torah to Bnei Yisrael. Ki malach Hashem tzvokasu. Because the Rebbe is angelic. So the Gemara says, emarav doim el malach Hashem tzvokas yirakshem torah mipiyu. Imlav ha yirakshu. If the Rebbe seems to be angelic, then you should learn Torah from him. But if you know in advance that the Rebbe is far from being an angel, he does this aver, does the other aver, even though his shurim are marvelous, it's out of this world, the Torah is beautiful, you shouldn't learn Torah by him, because you will be influenced by people always imitate their Rabbeim. They always look up to Rabbeim, they imitate them. So that's not proper. The Gemara says Reb Meir learned by Elisha ben Avuya even after he was Yotze the Tarbus Ro, and the other Tanaim said you're not allowed to. He's not a Rav Domer Baruch Hashem Tzvokas. Elisha ben Avuya didn't keep the mitzvahs. So Reb Meir held that he was such a big Talmid Chacham, he would be able to discern. He says he found a fruit, a chacha, klipos azarak. He knew what to reject from the Rebbe. He knew what to accept. And the Chachamim disagreed. They hold you're not allowed to learn by a Rebbe who's not angelic, because even if you're a big Talmid Chacham like Rav Meir, hold, you're going to fall in. You may make a mistake. That's the way we pass in a halacha. Ki malach Hashem tzvokasu.
Even if let's say the person is a big Talmid Chacham, they shouldn't learn by.
Right. That's how the Shach writes in Yeridaya, because we don't pass in like Rav Meir. We pass in like the Chachamim. So even if the student is a very big Talmid Chacham on his own, he shouldn't learn by the Rebbe. The Poskim point out, the Torah Yivakshu Mipihu, what do you mean Mipihu? Let's say someone publishes a book and he just gives Mar Mekaymus. He tells you where, he gives you alphabetically arranged all the topics in Halacha where they can be found. So you're not hearing anything original from him, he just gives you Mar Mekaymus, so that's okay. If he says something original, Torah Yivakshu Mipihu, if he's saying original Torah, then you shouldn't listen. But let's say Jastrow was a conservative rabbi. So once in a while, Jastrow writes something that's incorrect. You look up the Gemara, you'll see whether it's correct or incorrect. He gives you a Marmakam, he gives you translations of the word. That's not original. So it's permissible to use Jastrow. There are those who wanted to ask the use of Jastrow because he was a conservative rabbi in America. He was a conservative rabbi in America. The Haftar also has the Pasuk. That they have respect for Shem Hashem. So the Achronim have a machloikis, two practices when a person davens, should he shuckle or should he stand still? Some Achronim say you should shuckle not to fall asleep in the middle of davening. That's what some say. And others say, no, that's not Kavod Hashchina. You should stand still. What if you'd be standing talking to a melech? You would chuckle back and forth. Same way you talk to a melech, you should talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Chidor quotes, when you get to the Shem Hashem and the Shema Nesu, then you should shake a little bit to demonstrate, Mipnei Shmi Nichasu. He trembles when he says Shem Hashem. We should have Moira Hashem, at least when we pronounce Shem Hashem and the Shema Nesu in the davening. We should shake a little bit, even those who stand still, they don't chuckle for the Shema Nesrei. They should shake a little bit when they come to the Shema Hashem. The Pasuk, the Novi Malachi complains, he was the beginning of the Bai Sheni, he complains, Sagishim Iver Lizboyach Ein Ro Bechisagishu Pisech V'choyla Ein Ro. And then he repeats again later on, V'abesim Gozalas HaPisech V'esachoyla. So why does he repeat the same thing twice? So the Mishkan Es Yankiv has an interesting tshuva. He says the second time, V'abesim Gozal goes on a Korban HaGozal. The Gemara says Mitzvah B'Avera. V'abesim Gozal is HaPisech, the Korban is limping, it's a Balmum V'esachoyla, the Korban is a Choyla. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't accept karbanis that apostle. Gozel is mitzvah b'baveir, and pisech is a balmum. The first pasuk is talking about chisagish and ivel izbayach. He's talking about the one who's doing the shechita is half blind. He's not talking about the korban. The korban is not ivel. Pisech v'choyla, he's talking about the one who's doing the shechita is pisech v'choyla. So even though the din is a shechita ksher bizar, and a balmum is kosher, and a choyla is kosher, but it's not kvot shamayim. So that's what he says. Would you do that? Would you send a shliach who's a balmum? The Mishkan Sanhedrin has a tshuva. He's talking about allowing someone to be the bal tefillah, the daven for a non who's a balmum. So the Magen Avraham quotes different opinions. So some achrenim have a lashon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu would prefer a kli shavur, because a good, tall, handsome, wealthy person is going to hold from himself, going to have some degree of arrogance, and the Rabbanu Shalom would prefer that the Baal Tefillah should be a person who's a little broken. So one is a Baal Mum, will be a little broken. So some Achrayim right, the Magen Avraham quotes some Achrayim right, it's a Maila that the Baal Tefillah, the Shliach Tzibi, should be a Baal Mum. And others say, what are you talking about? A Maila that the Shliach Tzibi should be a Baal Mum. Even though the din is that a Baal Mum is kosher to do Shechita, that's when the Mishkan Es Yankim says. Because you don't need a koyin for shechita, so there's no problem with balmum, but it's not kovedik. If you'll be dealing with a sar, a bas of a dom, would you send a balmum? You wouldn't do that. So by the Rebbe Shlomo, you shouldn't do it either. So that's the Mishkan Es Yankiv's interpretation. He says, Bisech v'chol appears twice. The second time, it's clearly talking about the korban. Gozel pisech v'chol goes on the korban. And he claims the first time he goes on... Chisagishon Iver Lizbech goes on the Shechet. If the Shechet is a Balmum or a Choyla, that's not proper. Okay, very good.
The Mishkan Es Yankiv said the first time he's going on the Shechet, the Balmum or Choyla, did he be Cholek on those by the Shliach Tzibur?
Yeah, yes, it should.